GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
The real reason we wanted to invite Scott McDonald of the Maine Technology Group back on the program is we wanted him to pick some lottery numbers for us this weekend.
Yeah.
Because Scott is on the PDQ Door telephone line. Scott, you were on with us last Friday. You were sharing some statistics, some information from a conference you were in Orlando. And you told us at that time, last Friday, what organization, what sector of the economy is, like, what, is it 10 times more likely to be targeted by hackers?
Healthcare is twice as likely. 32,000 attempts daily versus 14 on any other organization.
And good morning, Scott. And I can understand that. I wasn't shocked at all because they, healthcare professionals, offices, hospitals, doctors, they want more information than they should ever have sometimes. And we got burned recently when Intermed got hit, right, in Portland.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. In fact, you know, it's kind of we're starting to see it. In fact, they're estimating, guys, by 2020, so just here, by the end of next year, it's going to have quadrupled. Healthcare ransomware breaches, or just breaches in general, are going to have quadrupled from 2017. So there's no doubt this is a huge target. And one of the statistics that I find very interesting is that they've looked at all the different healthcare breaches from the beginning of time. 23%, which is the highest paying, 23% of these organizations pay the ransom because they can't afford to be down. They need access so they can bill. Hmm. I mean, think about all of the visits daily, and we're talking about an organization that has everything just seized up. And now, very different than Intermed here, but that's why, one of the reasons why, there's such a high profile, the healthcare industry. Hmm. So just yesterday coming out, Intermed, very similar to Sweetser, by the way, which is just a few weeks ago, took them 2 months exactly to come out and say, yes, we were hacked. Both of them, by the way, through email.
And another factor that
compromised email accounts.
Yeah, and another thing that you told us is many people think that the hacker is someone who's sitting in his mother's basement, perhaps in Russia, and clicking the buttons and trying to make it all happen. But you told us often you've got to keep an eye on something that happens inside the office. And in this case, that we've learned from Intermed is someone inside somehow opened the door for someone who shouldn't have access to the emails of four critical accounts, get the access to the information of, is it 30,000 patients? It's not someone on the outside. It's someone somehow on the inside, or someone just given access through the inside.
Yeah. So, well, what it looked like actually, so yes, most of that is correct. You've got someone on the outside, though, that is controlling through an internal access. So, for example, what happens here, this was through email, but from what I've read and understood, again, similar to Sweetser just a few weeks ago, that you have someone's email that's been compromised. They were unaware of the compromise. So normally what that means is, we all get these spam links. We all get these UPS deliveries. We all get these Amazon gift cards. Whatever it is, someone somewhere has clicked on a link, and most times nothing happens yet, which is most likely the case here. You've got someone who then has access to your email, username and password. And then behind the scenes, they are able to grab information, because once they have that on the network, then they can start grabbing patient information, all of those kind of things. And they didn't even notice the other ones until they went through this investigation and found the other ones that had been compromised as well. So 91% of the time, gentlemen, it starts with an internal accident, a person that let someone in accidentally. And then that's where they come out and do their damage.
And they do severe damage. The accounts contained a lot of information. names, birthdays, health insurance, clinical information. The one that really, in this case, they say 155 patients had Social Security information.
Yeah.
Why in the, let me how I phrase this. Why in the name of God are we giving out our Social Security number as information? It was never, ever, ever designed to be that, to do that.
Yeah, well, I think just from, of course, before security became a concern, just the whole concept of, well, you're going to owe me money, and if not, I need your number that you give me quicker so I can send you to collections and ding your credit report. I really think that is where it all came from, and so just because we're creatures of habit, we ask for your Social Security number. Try to tell a doctor you're not going to give them a Social Security number if you want them to see you. I'm not sure if you guys have done that, but most times they'll say, find someone else.
You know, it's like trying to rent a car without a credit card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it's one of those things. Does it make sense, George? No. And in fact, it really puts more exposure or risk on the organization, because think about this. If I'm the doctor's office, I don't want your Social Security number, because now I have to somehow settle for these 155 that have been breached and are out there now.
Hmm.
I want nothing to do with it. So, I think you're going to start to see some of this, but it's a fair question. Why do we have socials out there? And I really think it's just to expedite the collection process.
Talking with Scott McDonald of Maine Technology Group. He was on with us last Friday and shared the statistics that the most likely target of hackers, breachers these days, healthcare. And the job is most often or sometimes on the inside. And that's exactly what we've seen now with the information released by Intermed in Southern Maine. And 30,000 people, among the 30,000, the patients whose information could be, might have been compromised. What should they be doing now, Scott?
From the patient standpoint, so this is the one thing to keep in mind. Anytime there is any kind of breach like this, normally, as human beings, we are out of sight, out of mind, and it's just a matter of time before we kind of forget and have our senses heightened, if you will. You normally will not see anything happen for quite some time. Come back to the Capital One breach, where it affected just about anyone that has a credit card. Equifax, the same kind of thing. A lot of people haven't really noticed a spike yet. Anything that's coming. So what happens is these guys, they know they've been found out. They just lie low. You're not going to change your social. They just lie low. And then maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, at some point when your guard is back down, that's what happens. So I would absolutely look at these cybersecurity monitoring services, or these identity monitoring services like LifeLock, and there's several of them out there. We're living in a world where you really can't not have that. The other part that I would strongly recommend is you can go and freeze your credit, and basically that keeps anyone, including yourself, you can unfreeze it at any time, doesn't cost anything, but you freeze your credit, and then that will keep any kind of damage that someone could do with that Social Security number, buying a house, buying a car, opening up a revolving line of credit, whatever it might be, you can have that cut off. And so those are a couple of simple things. But the reality is you have, almost all of us have our information out there somewhere. And so this is very unfortunate that you've got 155 people that admittedly have lost their social out to the dark web. But there are thousands and thousands every day of us who don't even know and don't realize it. So I would always recommend freeze your credit. Unless you plan on doing something, freeze it. You can unfreeze it the next day if you need to. And the other thing is, I would get on a monitoring service. Very important.
One final question. The breach occurred between September 4 and September 6. And I don't want to pick on Intermed. They write a statement. They send letters out. But those letters came weeks after they knew they had been breached. So how fast should they be telling us?
Well, these guys were 2 months almost to the day. It was September 6th when they learned of the unauthorized access, and they put the letters out this week, they said. So we don't even know. It could be even more than 2 months. Same thing with Sweetser. You know, the state of Maine requires 7 days, and different things you can do to get around that, like, well, we're investigating, we want to make sure, and those kind of things. But really, as a business, you owe it to your consumers in whatever case to be transparent and let them know. And this is why it's so serious, because it is damning information. I mean, how many people are rushing to Intermed now for their doctor appointment next week when their arm hurts or they have a cold? And so just trying to recover from that, and that's one of the reasons, it's just human nature. Let's check it out before we start telling you, letting you know. But no, George, it should be quicker. It should absolutely be quicker. Well, this all goes back to folks, in my opinion, not being as prepared as they should.
Scott, let me jump in with a question, because we knew with, and maybe it's because it's a larger corporation, like I want to say it was with Target, that they held off on the notification because they were trying to find who was responsible. They didn't immediately notify because they didn't want to tip their hand that they were going to chase down the hackers. I don't know if this applies in the Intermed scenario.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why, and I'm not going to say why people say, you know, normally there's a spin on it somehow.
Yeah.
But I don't, the fact that you know you've been breached, I mean, Target was through the HVAC system, for Pete's sake. And so I don't know how you saying, hey, you guys have been breached is going to tip the hackers off, because they shut it down as soon as they found it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously it's just kind of how they spin it and those kind of things. So I wish I had a better answer, Rick, for that. But
control the damage flow.
Well, control the flow of damage. You're absolutely right in that. And if they can, if they're allowed to. But we knew that, you know, the feds wanted to work with, and I don't know if it applies to Intermed. If you hear anything on that, would you get back to us and we can let our listeners know, Scott?
Absolutely.
And you're only on with us once a month, but if this keeps up, I think we might have to have you on more than once a month. Our cybersecurity guard, Scott McDonald, and the team from Maine Technology Group. Where do we find you online?
www.mainetechgroup.com.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.